Hola, readers. Hope you're reading good. Welcome to the Book History Podcast, episode number 21st in Chit Chat with the Author series. So today, we have a very special guest with us. Recently, I was traveling somewhere as one of my close relative passed away. And in my personal life, I was going through a lot. And then a book came and I read that book, and somehow I can say that I was more numb, I was more silent, as I was really in a different zone altogether. But what made me to continue again and to be back to life again is because the book's title is I Once Lived: A Dead Man's Perspective on Life, Death, and Beyond. And we have the author of this book. Her name is Neetu, who's a tarot reader, spiritual life coach, life purpose coach, and an empathic energy healer. She has been on her spiritual quest for over a decade and started offering her spiritual services in the past 4 years to help people find answers and assist them on their self-realization journey. So without any further ado, a very warm welcome to you, ma'am.
Hi, Akash. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
How are you, madam?
I'm doing great, and I'm really glad that the book came to your life at the right time and it really helped you. And I think that is the whole purpose of writing the book. And I'm really honored and glad.
Amazing. Like as I said, that you know, in my personal life, this book really did wonders to me. So we will speak about your personal life that you're doing, that is again directly connected to this book. But firstly, how does it feel when I say that people like me say that, you know, they are back to their life after hearing from or after reading your book?
Yeah. It feels amazing. I mean, the purpose is served, right? You write any book with an intention of helping people. At least that is what is my intention, is to help people. And if at least I can help one person and my book helped at least one person, I think the purpose is already served. It feels amazing. And it feels, I get motivated to write more such books and help as many people as possible as long as I'm on earth. So that's amazing. It feels great.
How does it feel, ma'am? I have read that this whole book is connected with your personal. So could you please share book to all the listeners out there?
Yeah, sure. So the book revolves around the subject of death, the quality of life, and how it is going to impact the death process and also the after journey. So this book is actually a message from a passed on soul. This person lived very much like you and I did, but passed away during the COVID period, unfortunately and unexpectedly. Nobody saw this coming. And now as a soul, this soul sort of reflects back on how the life was and how it impacted his deathbed experience and how it impacted his after journey. So that is what the book is all about. It keeps emphasizing on the quality of life and how to live your authentic, be your authentic self and live completely, live to the fullest. Because when you go to the last phase of your life, and when you're lying on your deathbed or whatever, at the end moment, so what really matters? Were you really busy doing things that matter to you, or you just wasted your entire life? And I think that is the whole point of this book, to make us all pause, reflect, realize, and force us to think in a direction that we might have missed it because of our busy life.
Yes. So you are a tarot reader as well.
Yes.
And can you please tell us, like, what's the feeling like when someone comes to you and you being the spiritual healer, or does it sometimes even like everyone has workloads in their life?
And
I want to know, like, what's your mindset that if you are ever in any trouble in your life or trap in your life, but at the same time you need to heal people out there, so how does that feel, and how do you deal with
it? I mean, this is a very fulfilling work that I do, but before I got into tarot reading, I was in corporate. I was working as a corporate trainer and a corporate training manager for some time. For some time, for a decade. And then things took turn, and I was never satisfied with what I was doing. So I started searching for answers, like, why am I not happy? I like speaking, I like communication, I like helping people. Maybe I'm investing my energy in the wrong direction. So that's when I started searching for answers, and I joined a lot of courses in spirituality, like past life regressions, life coaching, spiritual life coaching, meditation, mindfulness, you just name it. In spirituality, I've done all the courses. And
nice.
And then I picked up a tarot card, and something happened inside me which I cannot put into words. I just knew what to say when I was holding those cards. So it just clicked right. It just fitted right in, because all my coaching classes, I also use tarot as a tool. Tarot is a very important part of my life and also for my clients. And it feels really great to be of help to them, especially clients come when they are completely confused and they are lost and they're not sure which direction to go. So tarot, for me, it's like consulting your grandmother, who is so gentle, nurturing, and yet has a wisdom of ages, who can give you or put you in the right direction, or at least give you the wisdom that is required at the moment for you to make the wise choice. That is what tarot feels to me and also to my clients. It is a very gentle and nurturing process. At least that is how I do it. As you said, it all comes with its own negative side of it. Not negative, I mean, it has its own drawbacks. I mean, you cannot do many readings in a row. I mean, you are investing a lot of your energy, and you are connecting to the other side and bringing messages. So you also have to take care of your own self. And once you are feeling completely good about your own energy, when you are feeling good in your own element, and that is when the tarot reading happens wonderfully. That is the only downside that I see, that you have to first rejuvenate yourself before you can help others. It's like, put your own mask on before you help others to put their mask on.
Nice.
Right. So that is what tarot reading is for me. It's a very beautiful, very deep work. And it brings face to face with what is that we have to deal with at the moment in life.
You said that you worked in corporate like more than a decade, and then your interest in spirituality turned more, and this book, the initial pages of the book, what I have read is like some very strong energies connected to you, if we can say in simple words. So I want to know, what was your mind state when you were connected to something really powerful? So what was your mind state, and how did you react to it?
This happened quite a long time back, when I first started sensing energies and feeling all non-physical beings, so to speak. It really drew me crazy, because I was absolutely scared. And I didn't know what I was feeling, what was going on. Am I is my life is under threat or something. I didn't know what to do. It was a very chaotic period of my life when I started sensing these energies. But over the period of time, I have come to understand how these things work. And I right now I'm in a state where I know whenever whatever the energy comes in, I know who is that coming in and who is that giving me messages, and is this the right energy for me to connect and continue the communication, or should I just cut it off? So over the period and over the practice, trial and error and all of those things, today I'm in a better place to understand what is what, and it feels natural to me. Every day my life is all about mostly about the other side, connecting with the other spiritual realms and bringing messages. Even today I had clients and I had to connect to them. Sometimes when I'm doing reading, their passed on ones just pop in and they want to give messages. This is absolutely normal to me, and people this is a normal life for me. And sometimes people have a hard time to understand how can you deal with this. I mean, that is crazy. it is absolutely crazy, but this is what it is for me this lifetime, and I'm going to embrace that.
Wow. Do you feel that from a very, let's say, religious perspective, that people like you carries a special mission on Earth, a very special mission, not a normal mission?
See, everybody are here for a special mission in their own way, and also it has got nothing to do with any religion. This has got everything to do with your own soul and your own interest of what is that you have come here on earth to do. Now, you being the voice for others, for example, I'm a debut author and nobody knows who is me too. Now, your mission is to bring or shed a light on people. Right. And turn the focus towards them. So you're doing your mission perfectly great. And I applaud you for that. And that is how everybody are doing their own job. Right. So everybody have their own mission. And I don't think so anybody is special or greater or anything like that. Everybody are doing just what they are supposed to do. And that is very special and unique to them.
Yeah. The things that you do, don't you think that you are in a different realm altogether? That is not so usual.
It's not usual. And trust me, my dad still doesn't understand what the hell I do, because he keeps questioning, he keeps asking my mother, what is she doing, by the way? And fortunately, my mom understands, and she is completely into spirituality and stuff. It is absolutely different. I mean, I had a hard time coming out to the world and tell them that I do this for a living. I was actually behind the doors and wondering, should I even come out and tell people that I do tarot reading, I connect with energies, what if they reject me, what if they see me differently? And when I thought being different, and especially while writing this book, they keep telling, the soul keeps telling, you have to embrace your uniqueness. There is nobody else in the orchestra that can use the instrument the way you use. So you have to embrace your uniqueness, even though it feels weird or whatever, crazy for this world to accept, doesn't matter, as long as it is resonating with your heart. It doesn't mean that you're going on hurting people because you want to be unique. I don't mean that. As long as you're doing right, you're on the path of fulfillment, you feel good and people are feeling good with what you do. You get the vibes, you understand that you're in the right path. And I had to embrace my uniqueness, and I had to come out of the closet, spiritual closet, to speak, and tell that, this is what I am. If you want to label this as woo-woo, then so be it. I would rather connect with the other side and believe that there is more to life than shutting myself off and live a fake life.
You have converted your work to art, so we can say your book, the output is your art, basically.
Yeah.
And same things like happens like even like in my personal life sometimes what like I do make music. So sometimes even in my dreams I get some compositions or some rhythms. So whenever I wake up I just note it down somewhere and I just convert it to the art. So
you are doing the same thing, my friend, the way I did. I just put it into books and you're just putting it into music. So we are no different. But I'm doing it consciously and you're doing it unconsciously. That's the only difference. But we both are doing the same thing. And everybody are. Everybody who are passionate in what they are doing, they get into the zone. What do you think the zone is? You're completely disconnecting from the reality and you're connecting to something bigger, something greater, and you create something magical.
Do you think that people who are more into art, let's put it simple, gets more such vibes like, say, for example, dreams or more into spirituality than common people? Do you believe this?
See, for us to tap into something greater and bigger than us, we have to, first thing is do what we really passionately want to do. Then it is easy for you to tap into something greater. Because if you're not doing what you really love, you're already disconnected. So that's why people who are doing art, music, and in any form they are expressing themselves, they always talk about getting into the zone. Even the basketball players, all the players, whoever they are playing the best of their game, they are in their zone. They disconnect from the outside world and they connect themselves to something bigger and they perform the best of the life. It is all the matter of you doing what you really love, then you are in the flow of life. That is creation itself.
Wow, amazing. Could you please tell us about your journey? Like, did in any which way your corporate journey helped you in any which way to write even a single page of your book?
See, not writing book per se. Yeah, I mean, I was a corporate trainer. I was writing a lot of SOPs, like operating process procedures. I was creating a lot of manuals and all that. I have some creative learning that I had during my corporate job. But most importantly, I was into corporate training, which is communication. Today, my communication is what is important for me because I go on seminars, I speak with people not motivational speaker, but to talk about the book or to talk about what spirituality. For me, talking in front of all the people, it has become very natural. So now I don't talk about the process or the corporate or your email etiquettes and things like that. Now I talk about spirituality. I have just changed the subject. However, my corporate, maybe it is my language or connecting with people, it all was trained during my corporate life, right? It is always that whatever you're doing, it is actually preparing you for what is to come. So there is definitely, there is no missing link here. Whatever you're doing today, it is setting you for what is to come. It is preparing you for what is to come.
If I'm asking a very frank question, it might be a very foolish of me to ask you, but apologies already.
No.
So, like, do you fear death?
I used to actually, from my childhood, the one thing really shook me was the death. You know, I remember the story of Gautam Buddha, where his father Siddhartha, where his father did not allow him to see any death or suffering in the world because he was afraid that he's going to turn into monk as per somebody's prediction. And suddenly he sees the death or he sees all the suffering in the world and he just sacrifices everything and he goes on a spiritual quest. And that is how I feel whenever I used to see the death. You know, it used to trigger something inside me, like, what the hell is death? Where did the person go? What happened? And that triggered me a lot when I lost my grandmother. she was very close to me, and but I was very close to her. I liked her very, very much, and she passed away when I was in college, and that triggered me the most. What happened? Where did she go? How can we pretend that things are normal? She's not there anymore. How is this normal? Somebody was sitting right next to us and they died. It's just like a video game. It's as simple as losing a life in a video game. Then where are we? So this question always there in my mind. I feared death, and I was constantly in search of understanding what is death. And probably that curiosity was always there, always in me, which got me where I am today. Today I talk only about death, and talk to everybody about death to make them understand that death is absolutely important part of your life. It's almost like my mission is to talk about death and to tell everybody that not to fear death. However, I'm coming in terms with, you know, I am okay to die, and there is a little part of me, because I have not personally witnessed it or experienced it, at least I don't have the remembrance of witnessing the death. Maybe that slight fear probably is there, but it is not stopping me from walking towards it with wholehearted. I'm very open-hearted, and I'm going to welcome it. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to tell to the dead that, okay, please be gentle. I'm okay to come.
Oh, wow. Nice. So you said that you were so connected to your nani, grandmother, no?
Yes.
Yeah. When you ever tried connecting to her?
Yeah, she was the first person who came through when I started connecting to the energies. Even today, she is sort of my guide to keep me safe from other energies, because it is very difficult for you to understand sometimes, because these energies have their own way of manipulating into your thoughts. So you have to be very careful in understanding what you're dealing with. So, my grandmother is one of my guides who is constantly there to support me on my journey. I constantly sense her energy, not all the time, but when I'm in need, I definitely sense her energy.
Do you feel satisfied that now that you're, the things that you are doing is directly it's connected, that you can connect to her? So do you really feel grateful that now that you have these things with you, say for example, agar aap tarot reading nahi karte ya aap spirituality mein itne deep mein nahi hote, so you aisa ho sakta tha ki aap kabhi unse connect nahi kar sakte the, but now that you are so connected to the spirituality, you are connected to her.
Yeah, it was never my intention to connect to the energies at all. I was just open to any possibility, because I was in the quest to understand my purpose and to understand what is that I'm supposed to do. Why am I not happy? Why nothing is giving me the satisfaction? And that is what brought me here. And I was supposed to do this. There is no miscalculation. There is no, you do it just like that. Nothing is like that. Everything is supposed to happen this way, and it is happening. And I believe that that this is what my purpose is, because this gives me immense happiness and satisfaction. Although this may not give me the kind of money that I used to make during my corporate life, but it is the satisfaction that you get every time you help others in need, that is what I'm talking about. That is just amazing. And as a bonus, I can connect to the energies, and I can connect to my grandmother or whoever passed away, and it's a blessing, and it is sort of a side effect to me for me being on this quest to identify and understand my purpose and to understand who Neetu is and what is her purpose and all that. It all sort of connected, the dots got connected.
Amazing. In Buddhism, in specifically Nishan Daishonin Buddhism, those people who chant, there is a mantra called Namyo Ho Renge Kyo. So it's written in a spiritual, not a spiritual, but the philosophical book that those who chant Namyo Ho Renge Kyo, in their past life, they took a pledge that they'll be born in this world as Buddhas. So do you believe that even in tarot or even whatever we do, we pledge to become like whatever we are today in our previous life?
See, it's more than a pledge. It is what we carry in our soul, the essence of it, what you really like, what you were inclined towards in this lifetime or past lifetime, or whichever lifetime. For example, in one of my lifetimes, if you believe in reincarnation and stuff, I'm not imposing my idea even to your viewers, but in my meditation, I have seen several of my past lives and I've experienced those past lives in my meditation. And in one of my lifetimes, the past life, I was a monk and I had taken an oath that I am going to renounce all financial things from my life. Okay, so this lifetime, it's very difficult for me to make money. Money doesn't stay with me. And trust me, I cannot open my mouth and charge and tell people that this is what is my fee. Because that is instilled in my essence of my soul that I had done this already. Your word is your bond. So whenever you pledge, when you say pledge, what had you spoken with the intensity of following it? Until you break that, you will still continue to repeat that. So this lifetime, my job is to really work on how can I break that promise or a pledge that I had made to not to take financial or to renounce all the financial luxury. Because in 2022, absolutely, you cannot live without money. And maybe I had taken
True.
this pledge somewhere in the past where we would eat fruits and vegetables grown in the garden and we lived. But now we need money to survive. And having this oath, tying yourself to this bond is not helping you anymore. So consciously, you have to realize, okay, something is stopping me. Let me dig in and see why I have so much of resistance. So this will be most of the time will be tied to your past pledges or the word or the swear that you do unconsciously or consciously, unintentionally or intentionally. It is binding.
So recently, ma'am, I took one of the interviews like of one of the core members of ISKCON, and he told me the real life story in which assume that some people are about to come to his house because a voice told him to the same, and he prepared khichdis for it, and exactly people came to his house, and this exact amount of people and stuff. And same with the Buddha story, like the person who told the future, or let's say who assumed the future, knew that he's gonna be monk if these things are going to happen. So डू यू गेट द वाइब्स कि अगर मैं इसको इसका फ्यूचर कहीं ना कहीं से इसको मैं थोड़ा कुछ भी बोलती हूँ, सो उससे नेगेटिव कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस आएंगे या पॉजिटिव आएंगे? सो डू यू गेट दोस काइंड ऑफ वाइब्स एज वेल?
नो, ऐसा नहीं होता है. मतलब वी कनेक्ट टू द एनर्जी. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, इफ यू कम टू द टैरो रीडिंग, द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट हैपन्स इज आई कनेक्ट टू योर एनर्जी. Or the minute we decide that your tarot reading is scheduled on so and so date, I start sensing energies and I start getting signs specifically for you. So there is nothing that we are telling out of the books or something that we are sort of want to tell because we want you to be in a certain way. No, everything will be pointing towards what is that you have to know at the moment. And also the information comes just enough for you to digest at the moment. So we are not giving away everything. And also you have to resonate with what we are telling. You can you can take things that resonate and ignore what is that is not resonating with you. But tarot reading, or for that matter, monk sort of got that premonition that people are going to come and it happened. It all happens based on the messages that we are tapping into, and mm-hmm. nothing is out of the thin air.
Mm-hmm.
So it purely depends on your energy and the person who is capable of picking up on your energy. Yeah, there are people who manipulate and want to, sort of deviate you or tell things that is probably not in your favor. It happens. Mm. It is 2022, and we can expect all sort of people here. So, yeah, there are chances, but end of the day, you know what is right or what is wrong in your heart.
Exactly. Do you believe that I have heard a lot about, like, now coming back to your book, though you were spiritually strong enough to handle such kind of energies.
Mm-hmm.
So I have heard from people that there are certain energies that we, being the like human, we the human beings can't even handle, and these are very strong energies. So can you please tell us about the whole process, like when, even like about your book, let's say, can you please more elaborate more on this particular process?
So you mean to say, when you sense energy, how to handle it?
Exactly.
Okay. So the first thing I would like to tell for anybody who is empathic and who are sensitive, these are the people who mostly encounter such incidents, who are very sensitive to energies. And that you can tell by, for example, if you go in between a crowd or somewhere, you feel drained. You feel disconnected. You don't feel like you belong there. You are very sensitive and empathic. So you're most likely to pick up on energies, and that is why your energy is getting drained. And if you are one of those people who are very sensitive to your surrounding, your environment, and your energies around you, first thing I want to tell you is, when you're feeling such energies, how is that making you feel? What are your emotions? It is sort of elevating your energy, or you feel like it is draining your energy? Oh. Or also thoughts. What kind of thoughts are arising in your mind? Is it the thoughts towards doing something good, positive, or taking, how is it making you feel, the thoughts? All right. So that is very important, because these energies can manipulate us or connect us through our thoughts. That is their primary source, because thoughts is in, it's like cloud. It's just open. And all the thoughts, everybody's thoughts are connected. It's not that your thought, there is my thought separately coming up. It's not like that. Everybody's thoughts are connected. And the first thing they can come through is through the thought of a human being. So you have to understand, you were feeling good, and suddenly when you enter a room and you started feeling low, what happened? So you have to pay attention to your surrounding and pay attention to your thoughts and emotions. You are feeling good. Suddenly something shifted, which means you have to become aware that something happened, or something that you picked up which is not pleasant. Right? So you have to pay attention to all these changes and shifts in your moods, mood and emotions and thoughts, especially when it's a drastic shift in your emotions and in your mood. That happens all the time for the people who are sensitive, especially if they visit certain places, if there are certain toxic people around, they immediately pick up and they start feeling tired or drained, and they feel like they have to go back home. I suggest you listen to your voice, your inner voice. It is definitely indicating something is not right.
You mean to say the low?
The energies are not good. Maybe the surrounding has a low vibrational energy, or the person that you are with is not of that great mood. Not just the energies that are invisible. Even the people can pass their vibes to you. So you have to pay attention to that as well. Not always the invisible forces will intervene. Even the people that you live with, that you encounter, that you interact, that you do business with, that you are friends with, you have to understand what is elevating your energy and what is draining your energy.
Wow. To be very frank, agar main sahi kahun to, I totally believe in supernatural powers because I have personally experienced that a lot. And even currently, I'm really getting certain, like, a very different kind of vibes with you. And you won't even believe that,
Hope it's a good vibe.
Yeah, it's a 100% positive vibe, but it's just, you know, my goosebumps even started, like, as you were saying, and I can totally feel whatever you are saying.
Yeah. And see, when it resonates so deeply, this is what it feels like, because we may have forgotten as a human being, but as a soul, we know that there is some potential to what we are talking, right? So it sinks in very deeply when you hear something that absolutely resonates deeply with you. And probably that is what is happening. Like you are remembering something, or something inside sort of wakes up.
Even my heartbeats are fast. Like, no, it's not normal. Like, I'm not even joking. Like,
yeah.
So, could you please tell us, like, have you ever came or any negative energy? Like,
yeah, so many times. I mean, the negative energies, actually, they come in a way as if they are in favor of us, you know, like, especially when you're so desperate for something, you know. Desperation is a very bad energy to be in, because this is the time when the negative energies sort of want to manipulate you into believing that that you got to take drastic measures to get this. You know, when you do some wrongdoings, or you take some drastic measure, or to manipulate others, they enjoy when you get into that sort of energy, where you do anything to get that. You know, it doesn't matter whether it is the right path, wrong path, nothing at all. So desperation is not the right energy to be in. Yeah, negative energies, they sort of camouflage themselves into believing that they are very supportive. In fact, they are not.
Are you sure?
That has happened so many times. And especially two things: when you're too desperate and when you're too low, like too low as in you feel like you're in rock bottom. Recently it happened that one of my friend called. She was going through a massive stressful situation, and she couldn't take it anymore. She locked herself in the room. She could hear in her head telling that life is over. Why are you leaving? She was searching ways to kill herself in her room. She was looking at the fan and different ways. How can she end her life? You know, they take advantage of the situation. This is what is called a spur of the moment. If it is not you, this energy will fade. You'll start feeling better again. This line also comes in the book as well. Don't believe that high intensity emotions and thoughts. Just give it some time, it will fade away.
Okay, so they try to fool you?
Yeah, sort of. Eventually, she was able to understand that it wasn't her. And she sort of voluntarily came out of the room, and she was trying to, she did certain things to change her mind. And then it took 2 days for her to realize, finally center herself. That's actually normal. So anytime when you are feeling too rock bottom period, and when you're too desperate, this is the time when you can be easily manipulated emotionally, mentally, even from the people, and also from the forces that are not very favorable.
Oh, have you ever came across any of the particular experience you tried talking to different soul, like who had passed away,
yeah,
and that impacted you a lot in your personal life.
Yeah, it did. Actually, I wasn't aware that that's something that I'm picking up, and I was not paying attention to it. I was constantly stumbling to different objects. I hurt my thumb. And I hurt my toe. I hurt my finger through night,
oh.
And I started bleeding. So this happened
sure.
again and again. And then glass fell down. So this was all the indication that I'm not picking up the right energy. Sometimes they just sort of you are in your bad place, and these energies tend to sort of take advantage of that. So when you suddenly realize, okay, something is not right, that itself is enough. When you become aware, okay, something is not right, the energies lose its power or its energy. Okay, as long as you're not aware, you're going with the flow, you don't pay attention, okay, something is not right, and then you just ignore and go on with your life, then you are not doing much of a help for yourself. So you have to pay attention if the shifts in energy, changes in your surrounding, something unusual, and all you have to do is become aware of that. Okay, something is not right. And then you have to change your energy, change your thought process. For us Indians, it's like going to temple or just basically shift your energy. You know, if you love music, play some good music. So it is a matter of breaking the chain, breaking the pattern and the connection, and becoming aware of it. That itself is enough for you to come out of it.
Yeah. So there are two perspectives, like in even like fitness, if we took the example of fitness freaks. So there's just a scenario, like a normal scenario, like we say, consume less sugar and just eat healthy, and you'll wake up like you are not dead, like you'll wake up in a good way. And spirituality also says that if you'll chant, if you'll make yourself spiritually powerful, you'll wake up with not a dead kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So In which side, like, do you believe both of the sides, or you believe more to the spiritual
side?
For
anything and everything, your spiritual reservoir has to be full. That is what I would suggest, that when you're spiritually sound and strong, and you know who you are, and you know what is that you want out of life, nobody can manipulate you into believing otherwise. It could be physical or non-physical. The problem occurs when you are not sure of what is spirituality or what is your root and who you are. That is when it becomes easy for everybody and anybody, physical or non-physical, to manipulate you. And that is what the book talks about a lot, right? So be aware of who you are. And that is the only way you can stop everybody from manipulating you. Even when it comes to diet, the book talks that you know very well what your body needs. You're just not paying attention, that's all.
Paying attention to the right things?
Yeah, paying attention to your body. It's like you're connecting to your body. And really, when you wake up asking that, what is that I feel today, emotionally, physically, spiritually? So checking in on yourself is the best way you can be in control and live the life that you deserve, instead of getting manipulated and sidetracked by others.
Wow. I just feel that aap se baat karke, like main aapko like on record bol raha hun, like I'll like this episode to ye to hai hi hai. And it's like a golden, one of the best episodes. But even in future times, even if you don't release a book recently, like jaldi jaldi se, can I invite you for one or two more podcasts on
you can invite
topics?
Me for any number of podcasts. I would really love to talk, because we have to talk more and more about spirituality and all these things, because not many people talk about it, because making people aware itself is the primary thing. Bringing change is is just a side effect. They bring change into their own lives with their own free will. But becoming aware is the first step to anything.
और आप जो चीजें कर रहे हो अपनी लाइफ में, दैट्स आल्सो डिफरेंट. सो बीइंग एन ऑथर, बीइंग अ टैरो रीडर, ये तो चलो कंफर्म्ड है दैट थिंग्स दैट यू आर डूइंग, इट्स एट द एंड ऑफ द डे मोटिवेट अदर्स, इट विल एनकरेज अदर्स टू लिव लाइफ. When you turn depressed or when you go to lower mind states, what activity do you do?
that is a very good question, because that happens quite a lot of time. It is not that we are spiritually sound and it is always sunflower and sunshine. It is not like that. It there are days when you feel dark, when you feel like you don't want to get up, you feel like you know what, I'm going to give up today, I'm done, you know, where it is not taking me anywhere. This is just a normal thing that happens. The first thing I tell to myself is, this will pass, this is just a phase. You know, if I believe what I'm thinking at that moment, it is going to sort of completely pin me to the ground. So the first thing I affirm is like, this is just a phase and this will pass and I will get up and I'll start doing everything again. So you sort of self-motivate yourself and and I watch some Netflix. As a normal person, I watch some Netflix. The first thing is I try to not to fall into the pattern. I try to stay as much as in the surface when I see myself sort of getting into the downward spiral. So as long as you're trying to stay in the surface, the phase will pass very soon and you'll start feeling good again. Feeling good, feeling bad, both is just a phase. So don't stick to both and you will be fine.
ज़्यादा ही डीप कर दिया है, सो थोड़ा लाइटनेस के लिए आई विल आस्क यू अ क्वेश्चन, लाइक वेरी वेरी रैंडम थिंग, बट इट्स लाइक आप किस किस जॉनर की देखते हैं और आपको क्या लगता है कि आजकल की जो स्पेसिफिकली बॉलीवुड में हॉरर मूवीज बन रही है, सो वो कितनी सेंस बनाती है, लाइक सो या दोनों के आंसर्स आई वुड लव टू हियर फ्रॉम यू.
I don't watch any movies. It's been very, very long time, many years that I watched a movie. We don't have a cable connection in our house. We don't watch television. Completely not into the mainstream, because whatever you see in the mainstream, it is mostly done to manipulate you into believing whatever they want you to believe. And especially the younger generation, which is not true, and nothing is so fancy, nothing is the way they show, even the relationship or whatever. You have your own ups and downs, and you get your butt kicked in your daily life, and nothing is real what they show. So it's a long time back we disconnected completely from the mainstream. However, I watch lighthearted series or for example, a Big Bang Theory or Friends, something like that, which can lift your spirit, not kill it. That is the kind of thing that I watch. When you feel really low, you pick up something really will shift your energy drastically. And I go back again and again to Friends and Big Bang Theory again, as I told you, because these things really lift my spirit up. And I mostly watch documentaries and motivational talks, TEDx talks, because one of my dreams is to go on a TEDx talk. So it's like I'm preparing for my future. That is how it feels. I know it feels, it sounds boring, that is what I do. And I have a very selective series or shows that I watch, which really uplifts me. I don't watch anything and everything.
So you are not a movie free.
No.
Nice. So you, 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 आपको फिर आप Bollywood massive Kashmir
One
and
thing,
all that.
sorry, you told that there are a lot of horror movies that is happening. It is definitely not how they show when the spirit or the souls, when they come in. It is so not that. It is so fabricated, and they just install fear in people about what these things are. Nothing of those sort happens. Even if it happens, that is because the person who is experiencing it is taking it to another level because of their own deep issues. It looks so radical and intense, but otherwise, when they actually come, they do not, it doesn't feel this way.
Also, I want to ask you, we can say that Bollywood sometimes exaggerate a lot, but even in like YouTube, I don't want to pinpoint any specific channel, but yes, I have seen a lot of videos in which a soul travels and a soul comes to a body, and that person behaves in certain way that he or she screams, and they even talk like they know everything about it, and they really talk in a very rude way, and in a like they abuse. So do you believe that these are real things like that we see today, like in YouTube and even Facebook nowadays? These things are coming up so much, and people actually believe in it. So do you find them a
Yeah, as I
reality?
told you, the first thing will be the person who is experiencing this will already be very weak and will have their own sort of personality that matches to this kind of soul. So it is easy for them to tap into it. See, the soul or the energy connects to the same kind of energy. If you are a drunkard or if you are mean or if you are a sadist, you attract the same kind of souls or energy towards you who, I mean, there has to be something matching for them to manipulate in you. Okay, so it happens if the person is very weak and with a very bad personality, they amplify it. That is what they do. They amplify what is there in you already. If you don't have that part, then it is difficult for them to manipulate you. So you should. If you have that kind of personality and you attract that kind of soul, it amplifies you into believing all sort of nasty things, and they act all nasty because they're already weak. Their energy is weak, and it is easy for them to behave the way they behave. Not sure if the soul will make them act that way or their own personality gets triggered and they act, but it is the combination of both.
And is it true that the soul lies in certain part of our body, like with the head or hands or legs, but they are in any specific portion, like they are not in the whole body, but it's in like in the head or in the like inside the legs and stuff. So is that true?
See, I have not come across where they are in a specific part of the body, but however, I've seen a lot of hypnotherapy when I was doing that hypnotherapy past life regression course, where when we put people on past life regression or hypnotherapy, they would say that I see a different color in a certain body part. According to my understanding, it is not in the body part, it is rather in their energy field. If your energy field is very weak, it will be wide open and a lot of distortion, which will allow this energy to enter into your energy field, which means it is affecting your entire energy body, which is impacting your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. So it is very important to maintain a healthy lifestyle and a healthy relationship with self for you to understand if there is a changes, if you see any changes at all.
Like people like especially nowadays Vipassana is also trending, and one of my friend recently went through it and experienced like he stayed in a room for 10 days, and he legit he cried a lot, and he वो बीच में छोड़ के आ गया. बिकॉज देन ही सेड मी दैट जितना भी नेगेटिव एक्सपीरियंसेस थे ना उसके लाइफ के पहले के, ही रिमेम्बर्ड दोज थिंग्स, और वो सब उसको फ्लैश हो रहे थे.
हाँ, दैट्स द होल आइडिया ऑफ विपासना ना, टू फेस योर ओन इनर डीमंस. दैट इज द होल आइडिया ऑफ विपासना, फॉर यू टू फेस ऑल दैट यू वेंट थ्रू, दैट हैज बीन पुश्ड अंडर द रग, विच इज स्टॉपिंग यू फ्रॉम योर ग्रोथ, विच इज स्टॉपिंग यू फ्रॉम मूविंग फॉरवर्ड इन योर लाइफ, एंड टू बिकम कंप्लीटली वल्नरेबल एंड नेकेड विद सेल्फ इमोशनली.
Wow.
That is the whole idea of vipassana. It will force you to be with yourself, with your own thought.
Amazing. 55 minutes have passed away and I just feel ki मैं आपसे अभी के अभी आपको पूछ रहा हूँ कि मैं definitely मेरे को ऐसी बहुत सी चीज है जो आपसे बात करनी है, ऐसी बहुत सारी चीज है जो like बहुत गहराई में really need to understand that and it will be helpful to all the listeners as well to
Sure.
take your guide.
Sure, we'll do that.
So आखिरी में can you please tell us to all the listeners out there about your experience and like about your book and anything you want to add.
Yeah, so I really request all of you to give this book a try, because this is not like self-help, or we are hyping things up, we are motivating you and telling you to do certain things or live a certain way and things like that. This book is mostly talking about becoming who you are. We are not telling you to become somebody else or become like Robin Sharma or something. This is about you identifying who you are and why it is important. And it is not that I am telling you it is important. It is the soul, the person who lives like you and I, who is giving us the first-hand information or the experience of what it is not to live your authentic life. What it feels like when you go to that deathbed and feel like, wow, I didn't live at all. And also this reminds me of one of the book where a husband and wife, a husband is in the deathbed and the wife will be sitting next to the husband, and the husband will be sort of about to die sort of, and he opens his eyes, holds his wife's hand and says, my entire life was a mistake. I didn't want to live this way. My entire life was a mistake. And he dies. I was shocked and I was shook when I read that. I don't remember the book, but I think I heard it in somebody's speech or something, but this really shook me. Like, that is the bad way to die, when you realize my whole life was a mistake.
Yeah.
And that person dies, and after her husband's burial and all the ceremony, that lady who is 70, in her early 70s, she joins a music class because she always wanted to get into music, but her husband stopped her from doing that. So she finally realizes, okay, I don't want to die this way. I want to die at least with the idea that I tried. You know, trying also counts, but not giving yourself a chance, I think that is the mistake. And I wish nobody goes to their deathbed with that kind of a thought, that their entire life was a mistake. And I think that is why this book matters a lot. As a wake-up call to pause, to reflect, to redirect, and to understand, are we really living our life?
Wow. It was, ma'am, like really amazing talking to you. And even to all the listeners, as I said in the review, like when you read a book that is like more of a mockumentary kind of type, you just feel like different, only different vibe comes to you. Even speaking to you was like one of the best experiences, or one of the interviews
so
I have taken.
Thank you so much, Akash.
Thank you, ma'am. So yes, we will definitely see you in a very super amazing episode once again,
sure.
And on different topic. And,
sure.
And I'm taking a promise from you.
Sure. I'll be back very soon.
So yes, thank you so much, ma'am, for
you.
Our yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So to all the listeners out there, this is it, and it's like one of those kind of episodes in which मेरे पास शब्द नहीं होते यार, मैं सही कहूँ तो. और आई जस्ट फील लाइक लिसनिंग टू द ऑथर नीतू मैम, एंड वो जो कुछ भी बोल रही थी, आई वाज जस्ट लिसनिंग टू हर. एंड बस यही है कि वो इवन लाइक वो 24 घंटे भी कुछ बोलते रहेंगे, सो आई विल जस्ट कीप ऑन लिसनिंग. एंड आई थिंक दैट्स काइंड ऑफ ऑरा शी हैज, एंड या विल बी वेरी थैंकफुल टू हर. सो यस, to all the listeners, keep reading good books and purchase her book from Amazon today. It's really an amazing book, and I promise you that this is one of the best books I have read in my life. And that's why I said in the review that having a personality like her is a blessing to Indian literature and even to anyone's life, because wo jin jin ke life mein connected hai, it's a blessing to them. So yes, thank you so much for all, and we will see you in the next episode. Till then, keep on reading.